people are pushing him in a wheelchair. I look at that person. Then I go around the world. And whichever part of the world I go, I see people reading a book called Fada'il A'mal. Written by who? By that man that I have seen sitting on that wheelchair. Wherever, in whichever part of the world I go, I face and I meet ulama. I face muftiyani kiram. I meet mashayikh who are running great darul ulooms, who are running great institutions, who are running great khanqa, who have hundreds and some of them even thousands of students. Ask them, where did you get all of this from? They say, we are the students of Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. You go to England, you will find madaris that are established under the instruction of Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. You come to this part of the world, madaris established under the instruction and by the orders and instructions of Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, and run by the students of Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. Thousands of ulama, without exaggeration, and maybe hundreds of thousands of huffaz are becoming huffaz, and they became ulama, they became muftiyan, just because of the teachings of that Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. A person that I have seen sitting on a wheelchair, and he doesn't even give a talk, and he doesn't do anything, just sitting on that wheelchair there, and sitting on his bed in that room. What explanation do we have for this other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that man? What other explanation do we have for it? And here we can see, when Allah accepts someone, what type of work that person can perform. Few words. Mawlana so and so, you go to this part of the world and do the work. Ya Hazrat, I can't do anything. He says, don't worry about it. I'm telling you, you just go. And he goes. And within some years, you see, hundreds of ulama being graduated over there through the teachings and instruction of this man that was sent by Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi. In this near past, we cannot really find any example similar to this, that a person will fill the world with knowledge. Not families, not individuals. Now you need to count countries where the noor of Shaykh Rahmatullahi Alayhi have been spread through his instructions and through his students. The only explanation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the work of this man, accepted the niyyah and ikhlas of this man, accepted the deed and the ibadah of this man, and blessed him so much that he just goes somewhere. I get puzzled. We had so many flyers out and announcing, Sheikh this and this is coming, and that Sheikh is coming, that scholar is coming. And look at the number of people. And here we hear just one announcement, that Sheikh al-Hadith rahmatullahi al-Ali is coming from Medina Munawwara to spend Ramadan in Stanger. And you see thousands of people are coming there. People who have never seen him before in their lives. They are also coming. And they know they are not going there to hear a lecture from him. All they would like to do is at least just have a look on him. And they think, if we can have a look on him, we will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something is forcing thousands of people. They're leaving their homes. I'm leaving. Where are you going? I'm going to spend their time to spend time with Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. What are you going to get? He doesn't even know what he's going to get, but he knows something is pushing him that go and spend time over there, because there is a great man coming over there. What was pulling us to come over here at that time? What was making us go over there at that time? I'll give you a similar example to this. During the month of Ramadan, throughout the year, we hear so many talks and lectures and so many ayahs and ahadith about the virtue of Salat al-Tahajjud. Hardly we perform 2 rak'ah salah. But here, the month of Ramadan comes, we find that we are standing for 20 rak'ahs behind the imam, and in 30 days we hear the whole Quran, and sometimes some places even more than one Quran. What pushes us to go to the masajid at that time is that rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had opened the doors of his mercy and blessings so much that everyone feels that he wants to go in. He doesn't want to miss the month of Ramadan. Similarly, we find with Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi, wherever he goes, thousands of people feel that the doors of the rahmah are open over there. Go over there and get your share of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same feeling. Not knowing what I'm going to do over there. I'm not going there to hear a lecture. And if people just get an opportunity of shaking his hand or kissing his forehead, they feel that I got the greatest blessing in my life. A person who's millionaire, he looks at a person around him who might have some millions. He looks at that person and looks down at him. That what this person values. He values nothing comparing to me. But he comes to this man that is sitting on a wheelchair, doesn't have a car, only has a wheelchair that someone has to push it. When he shakes his hand with that man, the feelings of his life change. And now at this time, when his hands are in the hands of that man, he feels this dunya means nothing to me. I would like to really change and come to the deen of Allah. He have never heard a single word from him. All he sees that his hands are in the hands of that man. Just by putting our hands over there, the feelings, the current goes through that, and the feelings of the heart changes so much. Imagine what will be the situation of the heart of that person, of Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi alayhi. What might be his situation? That when you just touch him, your life changes. And as I said, life of not individuals, not only families, not only of some clans, life of countries have changed. People, you go travel through the countries of the world and you will realize that through the efforts of that man, through few words of that man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the history really. Really, the history is changed. From the darkness that was there all around, you see light everywhere. People from all around the world are sponsoring Huffaz and Ulama from England and from South Africa. Can you imagine? You would think people will be sponsoring Huffaz and Ulama from Medina and Makkah, but today people are sponsoring Huffaz and Ulama from England and from South Africa. Through that Noor, through that light that was spread by that man. How did he do all of this? How did he do all of that? Today, for me to do the work, I will form a committee. And then we will have 15, 20 members of this committee. All of them are assigned different type of work to perform. And then we are having monthly shura where we will fight as much as we can. And then let's use the internet. Let's use all the other resources. And let us go ask Mufti Saab also if we can use TV. Because we have to get to people. We have to spread the deen. How can we do it without using these means? This is my thought. This is your thought. That man is not thinking of any of that. He's thinking, I have a greatest mean in the world, and that is, I will use my real source, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. And Allah's help comes in amazing ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, I'm telling you something that will make us understand, will open up our minds to think how he worked. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa, go to the people of Egypt, invite them to the deen of Allah. Ya Allah, how can I do this? Fir'aun is looking for me. And he wants to kill me, Ya Allah. If just he would find out that I'm in Egypt, that's enough. And now you want me to go to all the houses of Egypt and call all of those people to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, how can I do it? Allah's order is, I will protect you. That's my job. All you have to do is just go and invite people to the deen of Allah. But still the question still remains, how can he get to all of those people? He has no means, no radios. He's not going to write flyers and then distribute it to the houses. He may physically have to go to each and every house. How is he going to do it? But Allah says, do it. I have to do it. Let me just go. Let me just go. The instruction is, first thing, go to Fir'aun. Subhanallah. Let me first thing hide myself, go to all the other people, form a good group of people, and then I will go to Fir'aun. So even if he has to kill me, at least I have conveyed the message to others. But no, first thing, you have to go to Fir'aun. Okay. Ya Allah, if this is what you said, this is what I would do. He goes to Fir'aun. Look how Allah's plan works. When Allah's help comes, when Allah accepts someone, how He blesses that person and how much barakah He puts in the work of that person. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Fir'aun, invites him to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun asked people around him, what should we do with this man?